chapter 9. For again, he says about our ears, how he has circumcised the ears of the heart. The Lord says in the prophet, "In the hearing of the ear, they heeded me." And again he says, "Those who are far off will surely hear. They will know what I have done." And, "Be circumcised in your hearts," says the Lord. And again he says, "Hear, O Israel, because this is what the Lord your God says." And again, the Spirit of the Lord proclaims, "Who is he who wants to live to the age? Let him carefully hear the voice of my boy." And again he says, "Hear, O heaven, and give ear, O earth. For God has spoken these things for a testimony." And again he says, "Hear an account of the Lord, all you chiefs of the people." And again he says, "Every one of you children, hear a voice of one crying in the desert." Doubtless, he has circumcised our ears, that we might hear his account and put our faith in him. Instead, even the circumcision in which they trusted has been abolished. For he stated that circumcision was not of flesh. Instead, they were mistaken, because a wicked messenger deluded them. He says to them, "This is what the Lord your God says. Here I find a new instruction. Do not sow among thorns, but circumcise yourselves to the Lord." And why does he speak? "Circumcise your hardness of heart, and do not stiffen your neck." Again, "Behold," says the Lord, "all of the nations are uncircumcised in flesh, but this people is uncircumcised in heart." Instead, you will state, "And in truth, the people have been circumcised as a seal." Yes, even as every Syrian and Arabian and all the priests of the idols. Therefore, are they within the bond of their covenant? Yes, even the Egyptians practice circumcision. Therefore, children of love, learn about all things, that Abraham, who first instituted circumcision, practicing that rite, richly looked forward in a spirit to Jesus. For he received the decrees of the three letters. For it says, "And Abraham circumcised 18 men and 300. Therefore, what was this knowledge which was taught to him? Learn, because it says, the 18 first, and then after a pause, the 300. The 10 and the 8 are denoted in this way. 10 is I, and 8 is H. You have Jesus. Now, because the cross was to express the favor of God by the letter T, he also says, and 300. Therefore, he signifies Jesus by two characters, and the cross by one. He, who has planted the innate gift of his teaching within us, knows this. No one has heard from me a more excellent account. Instead, I know that you are worthy.